I mean, when Mashiach will come, it's going to be so obvious Judaism that he will not have a choice anymore. He can't even do a sin anymore. Because it's going to be so obvious in front of you, everything, that it's going to be impossible not to be a Jew. And Ramchal says. Ramchal says that this is why Mashiach, that the Mashiach is not coming right away. Because when he arrived, of course the Rambam says that when the Mashiach arrived, business as usual, what we say. But he says, can it be so obvious? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can see all the things. You have to be out of your mind, Ramchal said, to do a thing. But this is what the world is going towards now. You're going to find all these things, and all of a sudden you're going to see all these miracles, big miracles. With your permission. We're going to hot fill out here. And I'd like to, tonight, with your permission, to start in Shacharit. No. After Baruch Hu. Right, forgive me. The first section of Tefillat Shacharit, it's called the Korbanot, the sacrifices. This is before Baruch Shama. And the second part is from Baruch Shama to Yishtabach. The third part is from Yishtabach to Shemona Esrei. And the fourth part is Shemona Esrei. The Ari says that this was made in a special way. This is like stages. This is like you climbing up in order for you to come to Shemona Esrei. It's not just the Siddur, the way the Siddur was put, because you have to say that's the text. The text was made in a special way that when you come to Shemona Esrei, you are in a situation, in a position that you can talk to HaKadosh Baruch. When you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hata, you are at this level that you can say to HaKadosh Baruch Baruch Hata. Of course, you can always say Baruch Hata to HaKadosh Baruch. But when you say the Tefillah, especially Shacharit, that you'll be able to reach what we call a destination. And we learn a little bit part of what we call the Korbanot, the sacrifices, until Baruch Shama, and then from Baruch Shama to after Yishtabach, this is another section. With your permission, I would like to touch tonight the third section of the Tefillat Shacharit. This is between Baruch Hu and Shemona Esrei. Again, we have to know that this paragraph, maybe it's the most important paragraph, and it is before Shemona Esrei, because that's the halacha, the way it is in Shulchan Aruch. If somebody comes to Beit HaKnesset and he is late to Minyan, and he will not be able to catch the congregation to say Shemona Esrei together with them, he might skip, but he cannot skip anything from after Baruch Hu. Let's assume he comes to the Knesset and the congregation, they're up to Baruch Hu, and he feels that he will have Kavanah without rushing through the Tefillah. So he may start from Baruch Hu, but he cannot start from Shema Yisrael. It means when you come to the Knesset, the most that you can skip is Pesukei Zimra and what before Pesukei Zimra. But from after Yishtabach, what you have to say in order, you may not skip, and you must say that. You cannot join the congregation for Shemona Esrei unless prior to Shemona Esrei you said word by word from Baruch Hu to Shemona Esrei. You cannot skip. Avin Yitzchak and Shulchan Aruch said you may skip, Baruch said you cannot skip. But Shacharit, they all agree, the Pshat and the Kabbalah, they all agree that Shacharit, there is no way out. What you have to do is you must say from Baruch Hu et Hashem and Vorach straight without missing any paragraph, and then you can say Shemona Esrei. You cannot say Shemona Esrei if you skip anything from after Baruch Hu. And the reason for that is, again, this is the preparation for you to come to Shemona Esrei to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question is, what is that important thing about this paragraph, this section from Avraham Baruch Hu, that you cannot speak? I can speak Sukkot Zimra, I can skip before Sukkot Zimra, but I cannot skip from Baruch Hu. The Mishnah says that we have to say two brachot before Shema Yisrael on Shacharit, and one bracha after Shema Yisrael, and therefore this is, might be enough reason that we cannot skip anything, because we're going to say Shema Yisrael, and before Shema Yisrael we have to say two brachot. Obviously the two brachot starts right away after Baruch Hu, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Elohim Yotzer Or Vorech Choshech, Oseh Shalom Vorech Hakol. This is the beginning of the bracha, and this bracha is a part, maybe, of Shema Yisrael in Shacharit. So therefore maybe this will be the answer, that I cannot skip anything because I must say the bracha. With your permission, I would like to go a little bit through the bracha, the first bracha that we say on Shacharit after Ishtabach, after Baruch Hu, and try to understand what is this bracha is all about here. The bracha starts like this: Baruch Ata Hashem Elokei Melech Haolam Yotzer Or, HaKadosh Baruch Hu manufacture light, Uvorech Choshech, you create darkness, Oseh Shalom, you make peace, Uvorech, and you create et hakol, everything. I really don't know what it means, that bracha. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. I don't have to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he does light and he makes light and he makes darkness, he makes peace, he creates everything. It's obvious HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything. And if really, if I want to say, I can say a lot of things, not only those four things. The four things are HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes light and darkness, make peace and create everything. What this bracha has to do with Shacharit, I mean, maybe it's just to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything. So what is the purpose, what is this idea of this kind of bracha to say when you open up the bracha before Shema Yisrael, right after Ishtabach, right after Baruch Hu? So we say like this: Amir La'aretz, Kadosh Baruch Hu, lighten earth, V'ladarim Aleha Berachamim, the ones that live on with mercy. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives light with mercy. Of course it means the Shacharit is we do in the morning, and in the morning means light came already, or it's coming very soon if you pray before sunrise. And of course that's called day. Day means light. So maybe this is why we start, maybe. And we start this description of this praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the light. Amir La'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lights up universe, V'ladarim Aleha, and the ones that live on top of universe, V'rachamim with mercy. Yeah. But again, because it's maybe because it's Shacharit, so maybe that's what we say. Okay. What is that?
No,
V'rachamim.
Right.
Okay. Right. So V'rachamim means with mercy. And this is what we say. It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu lies to earth and the people with mercy. This is what mercy has to do with it. Why do you say it with mercy? Obviously we don't deserve it. If we deserve it, we wouldn't say it with mercy. It means obviously we don't deserve it. So why do you have to say that? And we don't deserve it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the light and the ability to see with mercy. And with the Rome Chadesh, with his goodness, you say, goodness you say. Mm-hmm. With his goodness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes every day brand new, Mechadesh, Becholim Tavim Arteh Bereshit. It means like this, that every morning when the sun comes out, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going again through creation, if you may say. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes everything new every day. It means the sun is coming, that's the same explanation. The sun is coming up, either again, the sun already came up and I do Shacharit the 10 o'clock, or I'm going to do, or I'm saying this paragraph before sunrise. It's after dawn maybe, but it means that this is the praise that I'm going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the light. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu again, you're going to bring back the sun, because this was on creation as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is redoing the same thing again and again every day. Ah, Abu Ma'asecha Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see so many things you're doing. Ulam Bechokhmah, I see they did everything with wisdom. Of course, it's embarrassment. I think it's embarrassment. You tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu very nice, whatever you do is with wisdom. If you say to a person, don't tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu you do things with wisdom, it's embarrassment, you don't say like this. Mala Aretz Kinyanecha, the earth, universe is full of whatever you own, or whatever you created. I don't speak the question. Amelecha Merumam Levadom Eraz, you are the one that you are the highest since. Doesn't say since when, but probably it means since creation. Ameshubach, you are being praised, and afar, Amit Nasevi, Motolam, you're the greatest, you're the biggest. From the beginning, Elokei Olam Merachamecha Arabim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you are Master of Universe, that you are a lot of mercy, please Rachem Aleinu, have mercy on us. This is what he says to do now, have mercy on us. You're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is okay, you're very nice, the sun is coming back, it's coming like creation, you did a lot of things, you're doing a lot of things. He says, I'm Rachem, Barachamecha Arabim Rachem Aleinu, with you, with a lot of mercy, please, have mercy on us. This is what you have to have mercy, that you're asking for mercy. Adon Uzenu, you are the master, give us strength. Tzur Mizgabenu, you are strong and you help us. And you're the one that can save us and we can rely on you. Mageni Shenu, you are the shield for us. Mizgabadenu, what are those, all these kind of phrases and description to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachem Aleinu, give us a lot of mercy. This is a paragraph, and then we start with the alphabet description, Kel Baruch, Gdol Deah, Echim Nufahal, Zarech Hamah, Util HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are blessed. Gdol Deah, you have a lot of wisdom, a lot of knowledge. Echinu Faral Zarech Hamah, he prepared and he made the light of the sun. Tov Yatzar Kavod Lishmo, he created some respect for himself. Morot Natan Sivot Uzor, he put it in the sun, the moon, the stars around him. You know, Tzvahav Gdoshim Omeh Shakai, the corners of his army, holy army, next to him, Tamid Me Saprim Kvodo Yishto, always talk about the respect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his holiness. Barach Hashem Elokeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, you should be blessed. Hashem Achmasi Yadecha, whatever you created. Val Mereo Sheartita Es Baruch HaZela, on the things that you created, on the light that you created, is going to praise you. Forever. Zela means forever. Again, different explanation, this is a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, description of what he did. And we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, very good, you're doing the right thing. Of course I'm doing the right thing. Baruch Hu doesn't have to hear from you that you approve what he did. I mean, that's a shame that we think that we have to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world is very nice. Thank you very much that you created the world. Of course he did very nice. And he doesn't expect from us every morning to say the same thing over again. I said, I just don't personally, if you would ask me if I would have put the Siddur, I wouldn't put the same text for every day. I think it's boring. And I think people get tired of it. It's going to be much nicer every day. I don't say that we have to change completely, but I don't know that we have a cycle every month of a new text. But every morning to say exactly the same paragraph, the same exact words every morning. Chicken from the lab, of course, it makes sense. I mean, this is a text. But again, you have to take into consideration that the text might be boring. And it's surprisingly, it's not boring. You know, for example, if you know a song, let's say you're singing, you think it's a new song comes to the market. I think it's a month, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Finished, I mean, you can't sing it anymore. You can't. Again, you have to have Mordechai Ben David, you know, some Mordechai Avraham Fried, some with a new one. I mean, you can't dance in the wedding the song that you sang 40 years ago, the same song all the time. And it's not because time changed, because, you know, you fell up with it. And it's like you have every day for dinner chicken. I mean, you can't do it, I mean. I heard that somebody, it was not religious, he learned about Sirat HaOmer. He learned about Sirat HaOmer, you know, So the rabbi told him, listen, I want to tell you something. When you somebody's going to ask you, how many is the Omer tonight? Says, oh, don't say how many, because if you say how many, then you can't count anymore. You always have to say, yesterday was like this. So he came home, he told his wife, listen, I want to teach you, I learned halakha today from the rabbi, and says, if somebody is going to ask you how many days the Omer tonight, they say, yesterday was so and so. So a few days he comes home, he asks his wife, what's tonight for supper? She said, yesterday was chicken. I said, if a person came would have every night chicken, he was fed up with the chicken. It's the nature of a person. I said, here we have a text. I said, the text is every day the same thing, every day, every morning, same thing. Surprisingly, we still come to Beit HaKnesset. I'm really surprising myself sometimes. Didn't you say it yesterday and 2 days ago, in the last 50 years, always you say the same thing, isn't it boring already? Says you have to have something, a brand new thing. Say it again, I mean, you come to Beit HaKnesset again, the same thing, the same Amen Yeshmei Rama, the same Baruch Shama, everything the same. You still come to Beit HaKnesset. He tries. He says, you know, try with the food to do the same thing. Try it every night, every day you have the same exact food. It's impossible, the person cannot take it. But the Sheikh Tzadkarad, they did the tefillah in a way that tefillah not only should go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will be in a situation, a position that will pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mishnah, the Saracha, say that the person has to know when he comes to Beit HaKnesset, he should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is begging from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not that he is saying the text. That he is begging the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Gemara, this is the Mishnah, this is the Halakha. If you come to Beit HaKnesset and you feel that you just have to read the text, this is not what Tefillah is all about. The Tefillah is that you should beg a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you say, well, who are you going to beg? I said, it's also, you know, I begged yesterday, I begged already the last 40 years, I begged a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to win the Lato, I never won the Lato. I said, how long I have to continue begging? But surprisingly again, how come a person can continuously, all the time, three times a day, ask him? Because if you heard the Kavanah when you said the Tefillah, you hear Shmona Esrei, and again, this is what we call the Tefillah, the Shmona Esrei. And again, he's saying the same thing over and over, three times a day. He doesn't even know if his Tefillah was accepted by Kadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't see any result of his Tefillah. Obviously, the opposite sometimes, he sees other people don't pray at all, they have everything. What he wants, he doesn't get. He prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that, for this, nothing happens. He still, three times a day, comes to the Knesset, he prays. For all his life, if he's a believer, he prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same text, he doesn't even know if he gets it, and he's still doing it. This is how is it possible that a normal person will do such a thing? I mean, if you pray your own words, I believe, you know, so one day you ask this, one day you ask that, but to read the text, and you don't even know if the text was accepted, and you don't even know that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard you, you don't even know if he's going to fulfill what you're going to request, still, again, it's not just that you read the text, it's not something that you have, it's an obligation to read the text and go home. Again, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, that the text, while you're reading the text, you have to beg it. It's not that I'm saying the text, and this is my obligation. That I have to do the text, I left. You don't have to do the text. What you have to do is you have to beg. Levakesh. You have to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that a matter of reading the text. It says, I'm begging you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, you're begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu three times a day, the same text, the same exact words, the same request. You don't even know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to you. You don't even know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do what you're asking, and you're still doing it. Surprisingly, the people still do it. I don't know if I would have done it. Can you imagine? You have to go to the town, to city hall, you have to ask something to the inspector. You want to do renovation, you want to do something in your house. You go there one time, and says, the officer says, I'm not interested. He's busy. He doesn't listen to you. He listens to you. He says, let me think about it. He says, he drags you. He says, forget about it. I'm not going to go over there anymore. This is the normal behavior of a normal person. I said, here you come, and again, if it's with obligation, it's going to be easier. It's something that I have to do. It's something now that I have to shake the rulav. So I shake the rulav, finish. But if I know that I have to shake the rulav 3 times a day, and the purpose of shaking the rulav is not shaking the rulav, it means begging for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, how long can I beg? How is it possible that we as a nation and individuals come to the Knesset 3 times a day, beg the same text? And again, it's not just saying it, I have to ask him, please, Rafa Shalema, please give me bracha, please, this is my prayer, this is that I have to beg it, I have to feel it, and I ask him, I have to feel it. And still, everybody does it, all his life, the same text, without any adding anything, just the text, he's begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's not fed up with it, he's doing it, you can see people 90 years old, 100 years old, still come to the Knesset 3 times a day, say the tefillah, the beg the tefillah, the pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they go home. What's the secret of this tefillah? Then Shacharit we continue, he says, Yitbarach Tzorenu Malkenu V'Gualenu Boron Kedoshim. He says, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to be praised by creating the Holy. Holy One. Who are the Holy Ones? Yishtabach Shimcha L'ad Malkeinu Yotzer Me'Sharti. Malachim. He says, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for, it's very nice of you, you know you created angels. This is what's your business. If I did create angels, or I didn't create angels, who are you to tell me if I did right or did wrong? Who am I to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bless you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created angels. What do you have to do with angels? You have nothing to do with angels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created angels before he created mankind, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not ask you to create angels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created angels, it's his territory, it's his decision. So you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tidbarach Tzurenu, Malkenu. You are the one, that you are our strong strength, you are our king, you should be blessed. V'Goalenu, you are our redeemer. Borei Kedoshim, you are the one that you created, the Holy One. Which one is this? Yishtabach Shimcha L'ad Malkenu. Again, your name should be blessed forever, our King. Yotzer Me'Sharti'im, the ones that you created, the servants, it means the angels. And now we're going to say what the angels are doing. It says, V'Asher Me'Shartav, angels, what they do? Kulam Omdim Behu Molam. All the angels are standing all the way high up in Shamayim. He says, what this has to do with the tefillah that you're praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you very much, you're the greatest, you're the biggest, you created angels, very good idea. He says, what you have to do with the angels, and why you have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for creating angels. Kulam Omdim Behum Olam, the angels are standing all the way up in Shamayim. In the descriptions, what's going on in Shamayim, what do the angels do? It says, why do you have on Shacharit to describe the deed of angels upstairs? What this has to do with the tefillah that we praying? It says, you want to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praise Him. It says, now you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know exactly what does it mean exactly, but you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, very good. Good idea, you made angels, you are the greatest. Now, let me describe what the angels do. I know what the angels do. What do you have to do now to tell me what is your business, that you tell me what the angels do upstairs? So we're going to describe. Kulam Amdim Berum Olam, they're all standing upstairs, Mashmim, straight, all the way up. Mashmim Bi'ira, they're going to announce with fear, Yachad, all of them together, Bekol, in a loud voice, Divrei Elokim Chaim Melech Olam, they're going to say what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, the King of the world, Kulam Ahuvim, all of them are loved, Kulam Brurim, they're all very clear, Kulam Giborim, they're all very strong. It's a description of the angels, that we're like approving HaKadosh Baruch Hu's deed. And we say the angels are loved ones, they're clear what they do, they are strong ones. What do you have to be Shacharit? What do you have to say that in Shacharit? What do you have to say altogether? What business you have to approve HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creator? There are a few high means two explanations. If you remember one lecture that said,
The Gaon of Vilna says, the Gaon of Vilna says explanation, Divrei Elokim Chaim, which means that angels upstairs, angels upstairs every morning. Every morning the angels are going to announce what's going to be in the stock market. What, how many source of bombers is going to come that day? Yet in the morning, everything is being decided already in the morning. And some people, the government will not can hear what the angels saying. And they start immediately praying in case they heard a tragedy. That's called Divrei Elokim Chaim Umelech Olam. Says the God Mevilna, that's the means of this explanation. That the people can hear what the angels are going to tell us what's going to happen today.
Because of judgment or?
No, everything, everything. No, they can tell you all the good things, the numbers of the lotto, everything. And some people, the God Mevilna says, they can hear what the angels are saying. If you have a zechut, you hear the angels talking in the morning, and they tell you what's going to be that day.
So they make a bet?
Yeah.
They'd rather go to the type of bet?
Yeah.
Lottery?
No, lottery. OTB.
OTB.
Yeah.
You have a connection?
I don't hear so well.
Oh, yeah.
What's that explanation?
Other explanation means that the angels are praising our Kadosh Baruch Hu. It means they going to announce HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words for the, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not to us.
Why is Chaim? Why do they need Chaim up there?
It means Elohim Chaim. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes it says Elohim Chaim is a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his creation of the angels, and now we are going to see what the angels are doing. They all do with fear whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. All the angels are opening their mouth with the Shah of Tara, with holiness and purity, with Shira, with Zimra, with singing and dancing, the angels are going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadol, HaGibor, and HaKadosh Hu. The angels are accepting one from each other the yoke of the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The angels are giving permission to each other. They're going to make, to say Kedusha to the one who created Benachat Ruach, without any rush, taking it easy. Of course, they don't have to go make money to pay the mortgage. What do you expect the angels to rush? Where are they going to rush? This is Benachat Ruach. The angels have a lot of patience. Of course they have patience. You don't have to fight George Washington Bridge in the morning. Besafah, what are you laughing? What's the governor that you say everything? Besafah, Boah, yes, I'm not listening. Besafah, Boah, Vinimah, is a very clear language. Dusha, Kulam, Kechad, Onim, Amrim, Vinimah, they're all going to take Dusha together, and then we say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Again, the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh over here, Arit said you should sit down over here. And one of the verses that it says, because we're not saying Kedusha, we're only saying what they're saying right now. It means like this, we describe the angels what they're doing, not only we describe what they're doing, we're going to say what they're saying. It says, you have to say what they're saying. It says, why do we, it's a text of the Tfilah, you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you describe what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and you praise it. Excuse me, he says, very nice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you did the right thing. You created the good angels, very nice, everything is perfect. Let me tell you what the angels are doing. I was, I know what the angels are doing, please don't tell me. No, let me tell you. They're standing, they're understanding each other, they give respect to each other, and finally they're going to say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. He says, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. He's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know, they say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the angels are saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. That's what it means. That's what Ari says, as we should sit down in one of the versions, that we should sit down with Kedusha here. Because we're not saying the Kedusha. We only say what they say. So this is, to emphasize it, sit down. Because otherwise it sounds like we say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. He says, no, we don't say Kadosh, Kadosh. We only say what they say. So the question is, why don't I have to say what they say? Kedusha Baruch Hu knows what they say. So I have to say what the angels are saying.
Isn't it like saying Amen?
I'm sorry?
Isn't it like saying Amen?
No, not only.
What you're doing is
correct. No, but here we only describe what's going on in Shammai. And we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created angels, it's a very good idea. It's very nice for you, of you to create angels. And the angels are standing over there next to you, and they're praising you. And that's what they tell you. They say, this is what you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he created angels, that it's not of your business if he did or didn't, and you have no right to criticize him anyway. And you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know the angels that he created, say Kadosh Kadosh. No, of course I know. I know what the angels are doing because I created the angels. You have to tell me what they're doing. I know what they're doing. He says, what kind of tefillah is this? What kind of bracha is this? That we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for the angels. Thank you for the angels that say Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh. What if they don't say Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh, this is going to be Achat Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu's job in vain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created angels. He knows what he's doing. And we don't have to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're doing the right thing, it's a very smart thing, and you did the right thing, and the angels are very good, and they behave very nicely, and they take HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
For
now, what simple explanation means that they say everything clear.
They
say, we talk about them, the whole time we talk about them, we're not talking about us, it's all here.
They're not simple.
Huh?
And they're not simple.
What do you mean?
It's a simple explanation.
No, that's a simple explanation, that's not a simple explanation as well.
The Malachim is
someone who plans to speak. Right, that's the question. Right, that's the question. You're not talking to Malachim, you're talking to
Kadosh Baruch
Hu. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Malachim, the angels, are speaking very clearly.
Right.
Al Chalot HaKodesh is the higher, maybe lower, the question. Kind of an angel, so kind of powers in Shammai. Rash Gador with a lot of noise. Mitnasim Lomat Rafim is standing up in front of the angels to Matam Shachim Bokot Shem Komo. They answer them. After the first group said Kadosh, 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 the second thing says Baruch Vada Shem Komo. Huh? Right. Over there, right. Same thing. Over there we do say the Kedusha. Partially. Again, something very similar. So we hear it before Shmona Yisrael, it's Shacharit, and this is, we're going to say Shema Yisrael, this is the bracha that we say before Shema Yisrael, the description, what's going on in Shammai with the angel. That says, Zakel Baruch Nimot Yitenu, and we continue, it says, Zakel, Zakel, it says, to the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the angels, we're still about the angels. We're still talking about the angels. We didn't finish with the angels here. We're still about the angels. The Kel Baruch Ni'imot Itenu. It says the angels are giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu very nice things. The Melech Kel Chavi Kayam to a king that he is forever. Zmirot Yomeru. They sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tishbachot Yashmiu. They are the ones that praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? He, who, that's the reason. Levado, for himself, of course himself, what do you think? And he doesn't have any helpers. It's before Alberto came. Well, of course he's for himself. That's what you have to say, that the angels are saying, the singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he, who, Levado, he is by himself. Of course he's by himself. Who else is there? Where Givurot does create all these strong things by himself, Posech Hadashot, makes new things, Ba'amil Chamot, he makes the war, Zoriat Tapot, seeds the good things, Matmiach Yeshuot, brings out the Yeshuot, Borei Refuot creates the medicine, the illness, Lorati, Lot, of the things that I don't know if Lot, the one master of all the miracles. Right. Now I send you the description. I'm Chadesh Lituvo, the whole Yom Tamid Ma'aseh Bereshit. Every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu renewing every day Ma'aseh Bereshit. What it means, simple explanation, what it means is the sun comes out. I don't know what it means exactly. Ka'amu, it says, Ve'otzeh Omdim Ke'olam Chasdo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates big light, it means in the sun and the moon, Ke'olam Chasdo, all the forever, His kindness is forever. Oh, Chadash Atiyot Ha'ir. Now, what is this now? Now we're talking. Forget about it. Description of the angels, Baruch Hashem, is finished. He says, it's not your business. Nobody asked you to praise me for angels, and you didn't have to give me all the descriptions, what they say. And now I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now it's my world all of a sudden. Oh, Chadash on Tzion Tayyip, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should light, new light on Tzion. Hopefully all of us will have the zechut to see this new light. Baruch Atah Hashem, it's on the world. That's the first part of heart before Shema Yisrael. What is the idea behind it? That this is the bracha, that before you say Shema Yisrael, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, this is a must. You may not skip this bracha. Even how late you come to Beit HaKnesset and you want to skip in order for you to come to say Shmona Esrei Lachash together with congregation, that bracha, Yotzeru Morei Choshech, Ap Yotzer HaMeorot, you may not skip. You have to say that. He says, I don't see any powerful thing in this bracha besides description of what the angels are doing. This is why it's necessary, says Ari, that you must say this bracha before Shema Yisrael. What Shema Yisrael has to do with anything? Shema Yisrael is Shema Yisrael, and this bracha is a description of an angel. Ari says like this. Ari says, as I said before, that really a person has to know, we mentioned in the past as well, a person has to know that Shmona Yisrael, if we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not just a matter of reading a text. If you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're begging from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and really you have to feel that you stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you remember, I mentioned in the beginning of the lectures that the Rambam says this is Ma'akevet HaSila, that if you don't feel that you stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is like you didn't pray. If you wasted your time, you also said Hashem's name in vain. It doesn't matter if you understand the text 100%. It's irrelevant. But one thing is crucial, that you have to know that you really stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Ari what it means really. We all do know that besides that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all around and in everywhere, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has also, it's called Kisei HaKavod, it has a place. And this is the center of the Shekhinah upstairs. And really what you have to do, says Ari, is when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you just don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only in front of you. And I'm talking to you, I said, Baruch Atah. I said, Baruch Atah is right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is next to me in front of me. But I have to know also that Baruch Atah means, says Ari, that you are in front of Kisei HaKavod, you're all the way upstairs. All the way upstairs, it says it's a very good imagination. It's a good imagination. I imagine that I'm upstairs. You can close your eyes. It says upstairs is a chair. The body in half makus. It says it's a very nice chair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on that chair. It says, but you have to be more specific, says Ari. That you should really know really the way upstairs. It's not just going to be blind. It says, I'm in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be a lot of things. But specifically, says Ari, Shaharit mainly, Avit is very little bit, less mincha, but shacharit mainly. Maybe it's because the first filah, but maybe because this is the morning time. This morning time is easier to get there. It says you really have to feel that you're in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Ari, is not downstairs, it's upstairs. You really have to feel that you're climbing upstairs. And you're going upstairs. Rabbi Chaim Vital, the son of Ari, Ari himself also hints about it. This is a Navi. Yishayahu Navi, Meo Navi. The others as well, most probably. But those are the Navi, Meo, Yechezkel, Yishayahu, and then prayers are in order for them to get a prophecy. They were taught how to get a prophecy. It's not just a prophecy that all of a sudden HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to you and you get the prophecy. You have to prepare yourself. That preparation, says Rabbi Chaim Vital, says Ari, that preparation is a job. It's not just that Navi was a holy man, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the prophecy, and the prophet used to go and said, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me this. He had to prepare himself. The preparation, what the Navi had to do, is that he had to feel that he's going upstairs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something very similar to the Sila. But again, might not be the same gate, but again he is going upstairs. And the preparation was that Rabbi used to make himself ready for Nevoah, and while he was making himself ready for Nevoah, he had to open a lot of doors, and not only to say, I'm ready for the Nevoah, for the prophecy, I'm really entering a room after room after room until I get to a special room. In that room, I get my prophecy. And this is, Rabbi Chaim Mital says, there is the same. He says, this is how the Navi got his prophecy. It's not that fell on him, he got the FedEx, or he got the email, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me an email.
Then why did it always come when you were dreaming?
No. They won't dream. No. Rabbi Chaim Mital said that while they got into the final room upstairs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to them, the moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu started to give them the message, they fainted on the floor. Not sleeping, but just losing the control and trembling and lying on the floor, mumbling things from the mouth, closing their eyes most of the time, and the people who were standing next to them used to write what they said.
I was under the impression that they were always asleep at the time.
No.
I know they were not conscious.
Not conscious, right. That's what the Hamid all right. They were unconscious. But again, says Ari, that this is what a prophet means. A prophet means that not only he prepared himself to get a prophecy, actually he had to imagine that he is going up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him the prophecy to deliver the prophecy. But really what you have to do was a job. It was not just, you know, that I'm crossing my mind, okay, it's Kisya Kavod. Actually, really, you had to do a job, and this was the classes they used to give the Nevi'im. This is the Nevi. It took, I don't know if it took an hour, or 2 hours, or 3 hours, but took a long time for a Nevi to concentrate and to get to the point that he is ready to get a prophecy. He didn't follow him the prophecy. A meditation. And that meditation was not just a meditation that I'm ready to get the prophecy. It was a job. It was like entering a room, talking to an angel, getting to the next room, talking to an angel, getting to the third room. Might be 100 rooms till I got to one angel. And was this description in Ari of Chaim Mital, how fearful that those angels were. And eventually I got to the last, if we may say, room or hallway, that at that moment I said, that's it, you can't go anymore. At that moment, the Navi used to fall on the floor, trembling, shaking, unconscious, and then the prophecy used to come.
That's it,
the
Navi also? Huh? The Navi also had the same thing? The Navi also.
Well,
would they ever forget the same?
I don't know. Abraham and Sarah, I really don't know how it happened to them.
But, the seven of
but for example, the seven Navi of Esther and Huldah, I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe. I'm having something else to say about it again. Right. You see, but we don't have any prophecy really that was said by Neviot besides Dvorah Neviot. Most of the Neviot are just Neviot, but there's no prophecy. I mean, Huldah is a small thing maybe. But usually there's no book of prophecy from the Neviot. I don't know if the Neviot really did the job this way.
Maybe we just don't have the book.
Again, maybe we don't have the book.
Right. We're missing
Gemara's. No, not because of that. Because the Gemara says the Nevoah was not something that was meant for the future. The book was not written. The book was written because the Nevoah was not only for the present time, it was also for the future time as well. But maybe, you're right, I don't know. Rav Chaim Mital doesn't say. Said Arif is Rav Chaim Mital, you know, Shacharit is a very serious job. It's not what we take it for granted. We come to the Knesset, the text, you know, here's the text, I finish the text, it takes 20 minutes, half an hour. Actually, it says, everything is, was very nice until Baruch Hu is Hashem and Boach. It says the first two sections of the Siddur, it's easy. If you come to a little bit of Knesset, you may skip it. Because Baruch Shama is very nice, Adish is very nice. But you know, if you don't want it, you don't have to. This is only going to make it easy for you to come to the destination towards Shmonet. But if you can't get the faith, it doesn't matter, skip it. It says now it's crucial. I says, now, when you come to Baal Hu, you cannot skip anything. He says, why I don't skip? I like to skip. So, yes, of course, this is the answer, because it's part of Shema Yisrael, you know, that's not what it is. He says, the idea of the tefillah is that from now on you're actually entering the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Ari says what you have to come, but not what you have to do. He says there are 7 rooms that you have to enter. Not more, not less. And actually, says Ari, you have to know it and imagine it. He says, I'm stepping inside the rooms, a room after room. It's not that I'm stepping in the text. Don't go, says Ari. No, it's not what the tefillah was meant to be. The tefillah meant to be something like comparable to the Prophet, that eventually you entering the room, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in the room, and even a knock on the door, says Ari, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say it for you, 100%. Says Ari, actually this is really the whole secret of the tefillah, that even though we don't know the Kavanah, but this is, was the power of Mordechai and Esther and Hashem Kness on ground, and they made the Siddur, and the text was written in a way that the text is really pulling you and bringing you inside the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is why we never fed up with the text, says Dali. Because the text really is something that takes you, even if you don't understand it, your neshama understands it. It says, I'm going to pray now. I'm going to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, again, you see the same text? He says, you don't understand. The text is a key. The text, on the Chayim said it, is not a text. It's a key. It says, the words have, besides the meaning of the words, has a key. He says, if you add up the letters, if you see the amount of the letters, says Dali, if you know the words, if you know the secret of the letters, it says, actually, every sentence, every two sentences, you have a special magic word inside, that magic word is a key to open a door, that door leads you into a room, into a hallway, into a palace room or something, that eventually, you'll be actually next to the center. Says Ari, that until now we just prepared ourselves. Says the first section of the Siddur is called Korbanot, we say the Birkot HaShachar. It's just preparation. And says, then we said Sukkot Zimra. Preparation. It says, when I'm going to start walking towards the king, it says, of course the Tefillah doesn't mean that I have to go inside the palace. Actually, Hashem Kness on Gerah, with their wisdom, when they made the Siddur, they made it in a way that you stand up HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course you're going to beg. That then you're going to beg from HaKadosh Baruch Hu next to Kisei HaKavod. So Zahid, again, as we said, there are 7 rooms that we have to enter. And the rooms that we are entering, each room has a tremendous power. Just for example, the first room, says Ari, it's called Livnat HaSapir. What does it say, you know?
Okay.
Right. The second one is Etzem HaShamayim.
That's the one.
Says Ari like this. It says in the Torah, Parashat Mishpatim, a story. It says, Nadav Avihu and the 70 people were sitting down and looking at a place called Livnat HaSapir. Papir is separate?
Sapphire.
Sapphire? Right. It says a brick of sapphire. Okay, Etzem HaShamayim, the bone of the sky. But the explanation is, you know, they saw the look, no. That's not what it means. I mean, there's a hallway, there's a room in the palace that's called Livnat HaSapphire. And the next room that you have to enter in order to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's called Etzem HaShamayim, the bone of the sky. So that is, it really actually, you have to know when you come to pray Shacharit, is when you get up at the Knesset, it says, my job is, I'm going to meet the king. It's not I'm going to beg the king. Of course, when I meet the king, I'm going to beg the king. But really, I'm going into the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That description that we described now, the whole angel says, Ari, what it means is that we know what's going on upstairs. I says, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created the angels, it's very good, because what it means is the angels are the ones responsible of the entry to all the rooms. And actually, the Ari says, I'm not so familiar with Kabbalah, but the Ari says, what name of an angel you have to have a Kabbalah when you say this, those paragraphs. That in mind, while you're saying, you created this angel, you say, I mean that angel. He says, why you mean this angel? He says, Ari, because that angel has the permission. No. You got the key in your hand. But he has the permission to open the door for you. When you open the door, he's going to let you in. He's going to let you in, and eventually you're going to step, and you're going to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're going to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're sitting in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The angels are the ones that's responsible of all the rooms and the hallways upstairs. And this is really the job of the angel. The servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Dari and Rav Chaim Soloveitchik both describe those angels and how fearful it is that you stand in front of the angel and you tell the angel, let me in. But because you want to go to Kisei HaKavod. And this is really the job of Shacharit. It's not the job of Shacharit that I'm coming to the text. Give me this, give me that. Once more. He says, it's going to work if we have the Kavanah, says that. As we're entering your room after room. The description that we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a description of the angels saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That says, we say what the angels are saying. They say, when we say what the angels are saying, says Ari, this is what's going to give us the permission that we understand. He says, I understand. He says, I'm going into that room. He says, what are you going to that room? He says, that room, there's an angel upstairs of that room. What does he do, that angel, and millions of other angels in that room? He says, they're doing this, they're doing that. He says, I know. I says, what it means is, when I'm walking into those rooms, he says, I know that it's a condition. He says, to pass that room, the angels will not let me unless I know what's going on. It means unless I know that I have to do the same thing. And that description says, Ari, this is a must before you say Shmona Esrei. In order for us to get to Kisei HaKavod, says Ari, that we have to say this to Chavana, and we have to imagine that we're going through rooms, that those rooms will lead us eventually to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the angels that are guarded that place will let us in. And let us in because we know what's going on in those rooms, and because really we would like to go see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like a key and not only passport. This is something that we have to prove that we know what's going on. And you come to immigration, they don't ask you if you know what America is all about.
I said passport.
Passport, right. Like a passport, right. Right, I'm sorry. I thought you said passport. It's like a passport. Right. But again, it's only because we have to know, says Bari, that we know what's going on in the room. Because otherwise you cannot pass. Because it's not just a corridor, it's something, you know, passages, you go past and you go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They won't let you in. Says Ari, the tefillah, shacharit, mainly says that. The other tefillot is easier. Maybe it's harder in a way, but it's easier that we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That tefillah, says Ari, is very hard to imagine that you really enter. So Ari divides this, what we just learned, we just read. I mean, the first paragraph into few rooms. Says the first room, it's called Ivnata Sapir, and that room is only to kill the part you say, Kel Baruch Gedol Dea. It says, you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are the greatest, and you did this. Then that's the next room. And he says, this is something necessary for you to speak to the angel over there, to open, to understand. And when you repeat it, and when you learn the explanation of the word, you say the Kavanah, says Ari, then the angel will let you to the next room. And if you don't say the Kavanah, he won't let you to the next room. Says Ari, you get stuck over here. I says, what happened, you get stuck? Says Ari, the Tfilah doesn't go upstairs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It stays over here until someone will come and will take your Tfilah, bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, you're going to learn yourself, and you'll understand the power of Tfilah in order for you to bring back the Tfilah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there is, for example, a person that Chas V'Shalom is sinner, Chas V'Shalom, does the sins, and still comes to the Knesset, it prays. There is, the Rav Chaim doesn't even take his tefillah. His tefillah is hanging. And he says, there is, but it's not going Chas V'Shalom in vain. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting, the tefillah is hanging. Tefillah will never get to the destination. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never look at it until the person will do tshuva. So the Shabbat, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will call back all the tefillot that are hanging on the way, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not accept it. So that is the same thing on Shacharit. But in Shacharit, you have to know that you're going through the rooms to Kisei HaKavod. It says, if you don't know, it says, by saying the word, means nothing. It's not going to get to the destination, it'll get stuck in the room.
So
what's the tibbot means, if you didn't have the right kavana or something, but it's in the one hand.
What's
the power of Alabet? The power of Alabet, the word was created in Alabet. Alabet has a lot of secrets in Alabet. Alabet has a tremendous, this particular thing, because that room needs Alabet.
So what happens with all the people that don't know the seven rooms, the seven passwords, or whatever? Are you saying that
they're gonna watch it?
No,
they're gonna watch it on the internet. Probably at dinner.com, and they will know.
Only if you tell us the other five. So far, you've only disclosed.
Right.
Two.
Only across two, right.
So we can never get any further.
Right. Right.
But we have to tune in.
No. Yeah. It's tune in.
The next file.
Right. The next one.
Mm-hmm.
So again. The first room is called Ivnat HaSafir, the second one is called Etzem HaShamayim LaTorah. The first one is the first paragraph, until we start Kel Baruch Gedol Deah. What says Dari, that those are the first two rooms that you have to enter. It's not the explanation of the world. Again, I'm not so good in Kabbalah, but the ones that are good in Kabbalah knows the Kavanah of the names of the angels, that they are responsible, says Dari, for those rooms. So you have to have a Kavanah in your head, you shouldn't say it in your mouth, of course not in your mouth anyway, but that you should have in mind, who is the angel over here, that he is responsible for letting me inside the room. And I'm walking, says Ari, you have to imagine that you're walking inside the room right now. It's not that they're saying the text, and Shema Yisrael. It says, it's very nice, Shema Yisrael. But you have to know that before Shema Yisrael is again, it says Ari, the Shema Yisrael, is that you accept the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is in one of the rooms. It's not just that you're saying it on the street or on the bus. And since you actually in one of the rooms that you're entering, over there, that's the place that you see Shema Yisrael. Again, this is a condition to get to the room that Kisei HaKavod is. It's not just part of the text, you know, say Shema Yisrael, then Shema Yisrael. The Shema Yisrael, you have to see in one of the rooms, this is the key. This is the password, like the Chacham say. In one of the rooms, it's a Shema Yisrael. And the Shema Yisrael has to be said in particular room. And that particular room is called, for example, it's called the room of love. That comes after Ahavat Olam, Ahavah Rabbah, Ahavat Olam. It says, at that point, you're in the room of love. In the room of love, you have to say Shema Yisrael. But you have to know that this comes in order. It's not that you can jump into that room. That room is in the middle. So prior to that room, we have first the room of Ivnat HaSafir, then we have the room of Etzem HaShamayim. The next room is called the room of Noga. Noga is called. Noga. Noga means glory, right? Yeah. This is the room of Noga. This is the room of Noga. This is what we say, Lekel Baruch Nimot Itenu Lemelech Keel Chai V'Kayam Zimotveu Tumonim V'Tzer HaMeorot. It says, that bracha, that description, is the angels are saying in, it's called, this is the third room, it's called Noga.
Is
the Noga to the Noga? Huh? Is the Noga to the Noga? It's the Noga to the Noga. Right. It's the Noga. It says, I'm sorry, until, this is the room until Adul HaMiflaot. You are going to renew everything every day. This is the room of Zechut. Zechute. Zechute. The room of Zechute. So we have like this. The first room is called Ivnat HaSafir. The second one, Etzem HaShamayim. The third one is Noga. The fourth one is Chute. The fifth one is Ahavah Rabbah, love. The sixth one is after Shema Yisrael. No.
Hmm?
After Shema Yisrael. The Yativ.
Yativ, right.
Where's the next one?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
It is. Okay. I'm sorry, I don't remember. Raton. Raton. And then... Et Raton. Right, Et Raton. And then we go into the whole way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about. It's called Kisei HaKavod, it's called Kodesh HaKodesh. Now he said this is why we cannot skip anything and why we should concentrate when we say the Shacharit, the paragraph, because we have to imagine that we're walking from room to room to room. Again, the words are must, you may not skip any words. Again, you don't have to know the explanation of every word, but actually you have to do it with a job that you feel, you have to feel that you're answering from room to room. It's very basic guarantee that you're not going to go upstairs. And that was the wisdom of Hashem Nefondut. The description that we say about the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not our description. It says that's the description of what the angels are saying. It said those, the rooms upstairs, those are the words of the angels in the room. This is really the passage. The rooms were created in that way. That's the description we say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're smart, you do this, you do that. It says that's what the angels are saying. And we understand what the angels are saying. And we tell the angels, please let us in. I understand what you're saying. I agree what you're saying. And that's why we describe it this way. And we tell the angels, yes, very nice. Okay, let me in. He says, I know what you're saying. I know your job. I agree with your job. He says, if I disagree with you, they won't let you in. He says, what it means that you agree, it means that you accept. What it means that you understand. He says, now you can talk to the king. You can go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say what you wish. That's the whole secret why the text of the Tefillah is so powerful and why people constantly will say it for years and years and they won't get fed up with it. He says, oh, I have to go to Tefillah. He says, aren't you tired of those words already? He says, no, the words really actually, even if you don't understand, they have tremendous power. They're going to drag you, to try to push you to the hallways of the king. Constantly a person, his neshama, wants to go to the king, wants to enter the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like always, when a person has a desire to, when he's hungry, he wants to eat. This is the hunger of the neshama, is to go to the palace. And this is the secret of the tefillah. The text of the tefillah is a text that the neshama feels that she's going to be dragged to Kodesh HaKodeshim, to the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he says, that's the kavanah that the person has to know. But when he stands up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and prays Shacharit, he has actually to know that he's not saying it the words to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Meloch HaLaatz Kvodo is all around. He is also in Kodesh HaKodeshim, he's on his chair, and actually I'm coming towards him. Not that he's saying it only in front of me, that I feel Baruch Ata Hashem is in front of me. Actually, Baruch Ata Hashem, it means you're in front of me, but I'm coming to see you in your palace. And that's the power of the Tefillah, that we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu face to face in his palace. This is the Chikris Mura had it in mind that Tefillah is going to be accepted because we actually in the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we were able to enter. This most probably if you enter the palace, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to your prayers and be an accepted prayer. That's the idea.